Hi, this is a dictation for Darshel Johnson, DARACHELLE. Last name is Johnson, JOHNSON. Darshel Johnson, date of birth is 8/19/87. Date of accident is 6/30/2022, and date of service is 9/16/2022. It's a new patient visit. Chief complaints are: the patient was involved in an automobile accident and it is causing difficulty in sleeping, relax or concentrate. And especially there is a severe pain in the right shoulder and right elbow, right thumb and fourth and fifth finger of the right side being numb. First, fourth and fifth. There is a radiation of pain from the neck down to the right arm, involving thumb and the fourth, fifth finger, as well as pain in the neck, is reported. History of the automobile accident is as follows. Ms. Darshel Johnson is a victim of the automobile accident on 6/30/2022 around 3:15 a.m. Oh, I'm sorry. She is a workman comp injury, work-related accident, not automobile accident, as follows. On 6/30/2022, at around 3:15, this accident happened as follows. Patient was working at Amazon and she was hit by a go-kart, which is heavy. It was thrown by another employee towards her. While at the same time, she was bending down with her right arm up to check on the wheels of her go-kart. And she wanted to make sure that wheels are not locked. And the impact from the other go-kart hit into her elbow, shoulder, and she did not fall. There was no head injury, but initially the elbow was quite swollen and painful, and the whole medial forearm was swollen and painful with numbness and tingling constantly. The X-ray of the elbow, however, was negative and only soft tissue injury. She is injured in both the epicondyles as well as into the olecranon and lung process. There was some shake-up of the head. She did not go to the emergency room. And first visit to the doctor is on 8/13/2022. She was treated by her employer, Amazon, with cold packs and rest and light duties. Then 1 month later, she was transferred to consult her urgent care for pursuing the workman comp issues, and she was treated by some MA only, and then she has seen first to the Romulus Concerta, and then she was seen at Southfield Concerta. There is Dr. Denise, who ordered an MRI on 9/13/2022, and she was just seen. The patient is now stating that she has pain in the following areas. She has headaches, first of all, that are 4 to 5, and they are 3 to 4 times per week. And intensity is 4 to 5 per 1 to 10. They're mostly in the back of her head. They're moderate, off and on, and they're sensitive to the light but not noise. Associated with following symptom of TBI, which is loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and confusion. She reports that nothing is helping her headaches. In addition, patient is suffering from pain in the neck area on the right side, as well as pain in the right shoulder mainly, right elbow mainly, and right hand mainly. The pain are described to be around 7, and they're continuous, described as throbbing, hot, burning, aching, and heavy. ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain is worsened by lying down and driving and improved by nothing. There's no pain in the mid-back and lower back at this time. Patient has had MRIs and X-rays from the previous healthcare visits. Currently, she has numbness and tingling of the right forearm, especially on the outer side, involving the first and the fourth and fifth fingers. There is a muscle weakness. She has dropped her phone on the right hand. Denies any blood or bowel incontinence. In addition, patient has reported sleep problem, mood problem, depression, anxiety, concentration problem, but denies homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts, or self-worth problems. The patient reports a weakness, numbness, and tingling of the right forearm, and anxiety, depression, and sleep problem, but denies any saddle anesthesia, lower back pain, mid back pain, no incontinence of the urine bowel, or there is no difficulty in walking. History of past treatment, patient reports that she has been treating with a concentrated clinic for last two visits only, and before that she was been treated by an MA at the Amazon employer related clinic with the cold packs, and she has done physical therapy and massage and some medications. In the system review, patient reports in respiratory disease, she's suffering from bronchitis. In past surgical history, she has had a right knee scoping in 2010 and gastric sleeve on 2019. She was able to lose 100 pounds. Allergies to gabapentin. Family history is positive for none. Mother and father are alive with no medical problems. Brothers, sisters are alive with no issues. Relationship, patient is single, lives alone, and come from Iowa. And she's visiting here and working here temporarily for the last several months. Employment status, currently she's unemployed due to the pain, but she was working as a barber, as a self-employed, as well as working in Amazon, where she works in a sorting at the station, and she pushes go-karts that are 400 pounds loaded, loading them to the truck, and she assists 10 hours. Legal history, no lawyer is involved at this time, and personal history, there is patient reports no drinking, no smoking, no alcohol. In the ADS, patient report that general activity, mood, work, and sleep, enjoyment of life are affected 9, ability to concentrate 8, relationship with other people is 7. Patient also reports that following ADS are affected for her specifically, writing, dialing a phone, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen, and reaching into cabinets to the level of 8. Physical examination. The vital signs are as follows. The blood pressure is 191 over 150, pulse is 77, pulse, respiratory rate is 20, pulse, temperature is 98.1, height 5'8", and weight is 210. A 35-year-old African-American female, obese, and of a alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with no signs of jaundice, clothing, colonicia. And she is well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain cases are identified. She does not appear to be severely anxious, lethargic. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal, and patient is able to walk well with no adaptive devices. The rest of the physical findings, the rest of the physical examinations from the template, including chest examination and musculature examination, neurological examination, and musculature examination. In the musculoskeletal examination on inspection, the entire spine has a normal curvature alignment with no scars noticed. On palpation, there is no scoliosis, kyphosis, humpback, or pelvic crest height is equal, and no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is present. Paravertebral muscle hypotonicity, none is present. In the range of motion of the cervical spine, range of motions are normal with forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion is 45. The lumbar spine range of motions are completely normal with forward flexion 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30, and hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign negative, Sperling sign negative, Lerman test negative, distraction test negative, Sotowall test negative. Myelopathy signs are absent. Thoracic spine, Roux test negative, Slump test negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kernig test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test negative, Bragar test negative, Kemp test negative, femoral stretch nerve test negative, Babinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, both the sacroiliac joints are non-tender, standing flexion test negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test negative, Faber test is negative, Constellation test negative, and Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities examination, except for the right upper extremity, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal, and also right shoulder. The rest of the extremities show no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose vein, or range of motion. All other extremities, both lower and the left, are normal. Quick test negative, no leg length discrepancies noted. Gait is normal. The examination of the right shoulder reveals on inspection palpation and normally appearing shoulder with no tenderness or laceration or contusions or any dislocations. Range of motions are limited to 140 degrees of abduction maximum, beyond which there is some pain. Muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests for rotator cuff injury are done and they are found to be positive. At Hawking candidate test is positive. Beer test, empty beer 10 test positive, and near test and speed test are positive, while the anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test was negative. The examination of the right elbow shows a tender medial and tender lateral epicondyle, tender olecranon non-process. However, there are no fractures. The wrist extension flexion normal. The elbow flexion extension range of motions are normal, and the motor power is 4/5. Examination of the right hand and wrist show there is no tenderness in the wrist or in the thumb or the fingers. However, the carpal tunnel testing was positive with positive Tinel sign and a Phelan sign. The motor power is 4/5. The atrophy of thenar prominence is not present. And there is no swelling, muscle atrophy, or ulcer wound fractures present. Peripheral circulation is intact. Reflexes are normal. Diagnosis. General hypertension 110. Work accident. CNS R51, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, right shoulder M25.511, M75.30, M75.50, M75.110. Carpal tunnel on the right side G56.01. On the wrist, there is a sprain of the wrist S63.501 with medial epicondylitis, right upper medial and lateral epicondylitis, and olecranon process sprain. The plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan for Darashal Johnson comes from the template. With physical therapy, physical therapy is being ordered to continue 3 times per week, focusing on the right shoulder as well as into the elbow and wrist. There is a possibility of right shoulder involvement. That will be seen at a later date. So physical therapy will continue with traction, aquatherapy, home exercises have been advised. The disability is provided to the work and household replacement and transportation. Medications are provided, naproxen 500 twice a day for intraventricular, Allival 50 milligram at night, and Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day. For muscle relaxation, for pain relief, patients provided Tramadol ER 100 at night to be taken PRN, maybe twice a day. In the surgical options, none are being considered. Neuropsych, none. Attended care and casework is not warranted. Past medical records are ordered, released, and we have the following. An MRI of the right shoulder was done, and it is reported to have a small partial focal tear of the supraspinatus tendon, especially at its attachment on the greater tuberosity. The other biceps tendon and others are completely normal. There's a mild arthritis of the AC joint. There is a record from the consultor clinic where the patient was seen. And was placed on limited light duties for the right shoulder. The diagnosis was S46.91A. And no other MRIs are available. Investigations, no investigation is being ordered currently. And DMEs. The patient has the arms sling and an elbow brace to use. Education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. And personal support is yes. End of dictation, thank you.